KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. We'll start the newscast by reminding you, dense fog advisory has been issued for both the Motherlode and the Sacramento-San Joaquin Valley, still about 10 o'clock this morning. The visibility in dense fog about a quarter mile or less. Please be alert for sudden changes as the fog is creating some hazardous driving conditions due to the low visibility. So if you encounter fog while driving, slow down, use your low beam headlights, and again, leave plenty of distance between you and the car ahead of you. Meanwhile, I'll just go ahead and mention it right now, a series of storm systems will be bringing some winter weather across to California this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the northern Sierra Nevada from Christmas morning through Saturday morning. Heavy snow is expected across the Sierras with the system. Mountain travel expected to become difficult by Christmas afternoon and evening and continue through early Saturday morning. 3 inches to a half a foot of snow is expected between 3 and 4,000 feet. 1 to 3 feet of snow is expected above 5,000 to 6,000 feet. So if you're going to be traveling in the mountains again between Christmas afternoon, evening, and Saturday morning, afternoon, be sure that you carry chains, some extra warm clothing and food. Be prepared just in case, just in case. So topping the news today, Amador County Public Health confirms 174 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths due to COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update. The individuals who passed away, one male in his 70s and 2 females, one in her 80s, one in her 90s. The new cases include 73 males and 101 females, 17 children under the age of 18, 87 aged 18 to 49, 38 aged 50 to 64, and 32 over 65 years of age. 20 cases, including Mule Creek State Prison inmates, are currently hospitalized. There have been 955 total laboratory-confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Amador County to date. Now, last week, the first doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Amador County. Sutter Amador Health immediately began vaccinating the frontline healthcare workers. The vaccine will now be administered in phases according to risk. As more vaccine becomes available, additional priority groups will be notified and offered the vaccine as Amador moves through the phases and tiers of the CDC allocation guidelines. The regional stay-at-home order for the greater Sacramento area, which includes Amador County, remains in effect. As we head into the winter holidays and new cases and hospital admissions continue to climb, Amador Public Health urges the community to stay home as much as possible. Continue to practice consistent prevention measures. Remember, everyone is at risk for COVID-19.
Well, on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 32 additional cases of COVID-19 in Calaveras County. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 754 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Now, of those cases, 604 have since recovered, 128 remain active. Been a total of 22 confirmed deaths related to the virus in Calaveras County. Now, the regional stay-at-home order remains in effect for the county and other counties grouped into the San Joaquin region. During the holidays, Calaveras Public Health urges the public to remain cautious. Traveling to see friends and family during the holidays could increase your risk of infection and further the spread of COVID-19 in your community. Calaveras Public Health also encourages all people 6 months and older get their yearly flu vaccine. Now, while getting the flu vaccine will not protect against COVID-19, it is shown to reduce the risk of flu. Please speak with your local medical provider or pharmacist for the flu vaccine. Now, due to the holidays, Calaveras Public Health will not report on COVID-19 numbers next Friday, the 25th, or Friday, January 1st.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help identifying a person of interest in a series of fires. Between November 26th and November 27th, 3 fires of questionable origin were reported, extinguished, and investigated. The fires have been ignited in the areas of Boards Crossing in Dorrington and resulted in the complete loss of one structure as well as damage to several acres of land. An ongoing and joint investigation between the Ebbets Pass Fire Department, CAL FIRE, and the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office has resulted in the seizure of multiple items of evidence. Camera footage of a person who was observed in the area during the times of the fire igniting was also obtained by investigators. A photo of that suspect has been posted on the KVGC Facebook page. If you have any information or can identify the man in the photo, please contact the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, 754-6500.
A Stockton man lost his life in a solo vehicle accident in Amador County on Monday. The incident took place just before 5 in the evening on Ridge Road, west of Harmon's Grade. According to CHP, 51-year-old Frederick Macias traveling westbound on Ridge when his vehicle left the road to the north and overturned. Macias transported to Sutter Amador Hospital, where he later died of his injuries. Now, traffic on Ridge Road was tied up over an hour as a result of the accident and the cleanup. The cause of the accident under investigation.
And the city of Sutter Creek is updating their general plan circulation element. This update is a comprehensive effort to identify policies, goals, objectives, and improvements needed to meet the city's current and future travel needs. Now, documenting the existing transportation conditions, issues, and opportunities will help bring the circulation element in line with the city's recently adopted general plan update. Changes to state law will also guide some components of this update and will introduce policies that bring the city into compliance with current rules and regulations without overlooking its rural setting and character. The circulation element also plays an important role in ensuring that the general plan meets the community's vision for how people and goods should move within the city. So residents of Sutter Creek, along with members of the community, are encouraged to participate in the effort. For more details, you can visit suttercreek.mysocialpinpoint.com. That's suttercreek.mysocialpinpoint.com.
Well, Governor Newsom yesterday announced the selection of Alex Padilla, California's Secretary of State, to replace Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in the U.S. Senate. Padilla said he was honored and humbled by the trust placed in him by the governor. We'll work each day to honor that trust and deliver for all Californians. Padilla served on the Los Angeles City Council and in the state Senate. He's also become a national defender of voting rights as California's Secretary of State. Newsom says Padilla, the first Latino to hold the office, has been an advocate for expanding voting rights, pushing climate change legislation, advocating for stricter gun laws, and increasing educational opportunity. Well, the Amador County Sheriff Office annual toy drive, a huge success. As we all know, this year has been a rough year for everyone in many ways. It didn't stop the community from coming together for this year's toy drive. Local business and community members came through with generous donations that contributed greatly to the event. 178 local Amador County families, 532 local children will now have a brighter Christmas thanks to the program and the community's generosity. The Sheriff's Office also thanks the 39 volunteers who worked nearly 10 hours to help set up, shop, and distribute items, guide traffic, and clean up. Several of those volunteers were once recipients of the program, now were able to donate their time to help others.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC Newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.